इंसान रूहानी हालत में अगर एक दफा किसी लज्जत को पाता है नमाज में या कैसे भी, तो फिर वो चाहता है कि वो उस लज्जत को पकड़े रखे, या वो लज्जत वो मजा उसको मिलता रहे बार बार। लेकिन क्या वजह है कि वो बहुत ज्यादा वक्त तक उस मजे में नहीं रह सकता है, फिर नमाजों को छोड़ता है या थोड़ा बहुत बुराई की तरफ जाता है।
अगेन दिस इज जनरलाइजेशन, यू वॉन्ट मी टू गिव माई वर्डिक्ट ऑन ए पर्टिकुलर इवेंट इन जनरल टर्म, दिस इज नॉट पॉसिबल। Every particular event is different from other, and generalization cannot be made. But if you forget the individual idiosyncrasies and talk just in generalities, again I should like to draw your attention to the general phenomena of nature, that always things are variable and changing. Even in the physical being that we have, you like sugar, for instance. Some people have sweet tooth, like Imran has, haven't you? Yes, you told me this morning, didn't you? Ah, yes. So, but if they go on eating sugar, the play intensity of player would go on decreasing until a break-even time would reach, where they would say, all right, I can have it and not have it, you know. And then when they overdo it, like sometimes Imran does, then you feel loathsome, you know, about the sugar, and sometimes you feel nauseated and even vomit. So these things happen because, not that sugar is bad, because the capabilities to absorb sugar differ from person to person. The threshold of everybody is different. So after a while, you stop eating sugar for a while, and then again it comes back. So this is true with every player. Player has a mounting demand when you are missing it for a while, and it is highly intensified to begin with. But the moment you indulge in it, it begins to lose interest in you, until you think that you never desired it. And that is also a time of tawbah for many sinners. They think it is tawbah, and they think they are re-indulging in the sin, while it is not tawbah. It is like the tawbah of a man who has eaten too much sugar and does not want to eat it anymore. So that state of affair, where one criminal finds himself after a crime has satiated his requirement, that is mistaken as tawbah. It is not tawbah. It is like the tawbah of a poet, as Ghalib says, "Raat ki zamzam pe main aur subho dam dhoye dhabbe jaame ihram ke." That all night we kept drinking by the side of Abi Zamzam, you know, the fountain of Zamzam. And in the morning, we wash the spots and stains caused by the wine. That is a sort of tawbah. And again, a poetic tawbah is described, that jaame main tawbah shikan, tawbah meri jaam shikan, saamne dher hain toote huye paimano. That jaame main tawbah shikan, a cup of wine breaks my tawbah, knows how to break it. And my tawbah knows how to break the cups of wine. So before me there is a heap of broken cups of wine. This is all a misnomer for tawbah. It is a natural phenomenon. Once you are satiated with something, you lose desire. And at that instant, when you commit tawbah, it is not reliable tawbah at all. It is the next morning or next night that would decide whether you actually committed a tawbah or not, exercised the tawbah or not. So that Lekin, sort of toba is also described in a joke.
Lekin hazur agar koi insan.
No, but won't you like to hear that joke about toba? of someone who had bought too many, and I have already told perhaps, bought too many watermelons. Haven't I?
No.
No, I have told. No? Half of people say yes and half of people say no. So that reminds me of another situation, very interesting, which is applicable to this. Once somebody gathered around him quite a crowd, and asked them, Have I told you before what I'm going to tell you? Or do you know it or not? So everybody said no. He said, well, when you don't know anything, why should I tell you? So next day again, he got the crowd around him and repeated the same question. Everybody said, yes, we know. He said, then no use of telling you. So the third day again, he called them. He said, now this evening I'm going to tell you something. Everybody, you know, curiosity has been around, the whole town got round. So they had decided, they were very clever people. They decided half of them said no and half of them said yes. He said, all right, now it's very easy. Those who know, they should tell those who do not know. So you have led me into this situation. Half of you know and half of you do not know. So who would tell? Imran, would you tell? Come on, yes. Imran has heard this and he's going to repeat it. Or who is the better narrator of joke than you, brother?
Khalid.
Okay, Khalid, come on. Khalid, come on, take.
I can't remember.
Fun? Fun? You remember, don't you? You raised your hand when I said this. Come on. Don't tell the Pathan part of it because you are a Pathan yourself, aren't you?
Well, I won't say the Punjabi part of it either.
There was no Punjabi part at all.
There wasn't.
You must have heard a wrong joke then. Come on, dear.
One day it was very, very hot weather, and the man went out to buy some.
Who was out?
A man.
Yes.
He went out to buy some watermelons because they have a lot of water in them. And as he was walking.
No, it's not like that. Someone who was on a journey was feeling very hungry and thirsty. So he decided to buy watermelons because they would serve both the purposes. But he overestimated the extent of his hunger and thirst. So instead of buying 10 spheres, for instance, he bought a full mound, that is 40 kilos. And went out of the town, traveling towards the next town, and in a cool, shady place, he decided to sit and eat. So after now you can stop. Start from there.
So after he reached the shade of the tree, he said, "Well, why should I? I'm feeling thirsty now." So he ate some of the watermelons.
As many as he could. Yes.
But then there was still a lot left.
Yes.
And so he said, well, I'll leave them all here. And so he left them all there and carried on walking. Then after another few...
No. He threw some filth over them. He called them bad names and said they were just a load, useless burden, and they tired me out unnecessarily. I required only a few. So on the rest he threw some filth. To hell with you, and he departed. And you know, the watermelon is a watery thing, and in a hot summer day, out because of perspiration, one feels thirsty very quickly. And also, it doesn't fill the belly really. For a while one feels it is filled, but immediately it gets emptied. So after walking a couple of miles, he thought, look here, I made a mistake. I do require them. So he turned back and tried to find out which one were clean and which were had the filth on. So he picked about half of them and said, they are clean, and ate them, and then left the place again. So after a couple of miles again, He felt extremely thirsty and hungry. He said, look here, I am a very stupid man. Instead of eating the clean worms, I ate the dirty ones. And the clean worms are still waiting for me there. So he returned and ate the clean ones as well. That was the joke about this. Now I hope you'll remember it correctly next time, right?